young man that I probably would not be here today if not for those couple of sentences. So you should know, that, first of all, the first lesson is that if a beautiful word from a Talmud Chacham, a beautiful word from another Jew, goes so far, somebody, and I'm forever indebted to that, and as well as myself and the other Rabbi in Yeshiva are very much indebted that for many Talmud in the next stop, when they go to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, I said that one intentionally. When they go to Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, they've been had the schus to develop a very special relationship with the Radler. He offers a very, very special shir, and this is how he spends the time on vacation with his son, who Baruch Hashem is going, Yaakov Meir is going to be bar mitzvah shortly. He said, you know what? He's coming here. He's going to come to for sure to get a bracha from Rav Nevensal. So why not come and learn with the Talmidim that to the yeshiva that he has such a special connection to. He has a familial connection also to the yeshiva. So it's a tremendous zechus that Rav Adler is with you.
The Shuas Rav Eisenstein, I have to tell you, Shuas Rav Wiesner, Rav Eisenstein, other Rabbein, it's a schus to be here, and I feel a very special connection to this yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, I've had over the years many wonderful Talmidim who've come through Netiv Aryeh. I've had brothers-in-law, family members who've been here, and I can only tell you from first-hand experience of the products of this yeshiva, what incredible opportunity you all have to be learning here. And it's befrat in such an experience, an atmosphere of Avira, the Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. The Shechina literally is palpable here, and that helps everybody in their quest, in Avodas Hashem, in their learning. I can only wish you my own personal bracha, Birchas Kohen, that should continue to be Mashiach, all of you, here, the years ahead, Be'ezus Hashem. And looking forward, if I see any one of you, Mr. Hashem in Yeshiva, at some point, please, whether you're in this year, not in this year, please come by and say hello. I understand that you got up to the sugya and Daf Zayin, Habodek Tzarech Sheyivarech. Some of you had a chance to hear some of the Gemara, almost not everybody. I simply like to learn with you a couple of lines of Gemara and look at some of the Rishonim on this Gemara and try to glean some basic insights from the Rishonim, which very much would connect to learning over the last few months on the first parak of Pesach. In a certain sense, you're holding more in the sugya than I am, but you can hopefully take a little bit of what I have to share with you and integrate it with things that you've seen already. Sakta Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Habodek Tzarech Sheyivarech. Rav Yehuda comes and teaches us a din that one who does bedikas chametz is required to make a bracha. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss a machlokes whether nusach habracha should be levayer chametz, albir chametz, and the Gemara goes on to discuss what the machlokes is about, and the Gemara's machriya at the end, albir chametz, and that's a sugi in its own right, which we won't get to. That's worth certainly being ma'ayin into, and many important ramifications in that sugi and the questions of when you say al, when you say le, various shittas and rishonim. There are about 10 shittas in Rishonim about Al and Le, which is a different shir. But I'd like to look with you first at, before we get to the Nusach HaBracha, the very halacha stated in the Gemara. Am Rav Yehuda, Habodik Tzarech Sheyivarech. What is the chidush of Rav Yehuda? What is, he have to tell me what seems to be the obvious. There's a mitzvah to do B'tikas Chametz. Mishnah says, Or Rabba Asa Bokin Nusach Chametz. So, what is he to tell me that there's a chiyuv to make a bracha? Why is it different than any other mitzvah, drabanan, any other mitzvah that we know we make a bracha on? And also the nusach habracha, not so much the al and the le, but why the focus is on biur chametz. Those are two issues raised by the Rishonim, and we'll see specifically the Rush versus the Ran, a number of shinuyim in the way they present it, and see if we can understand what's behind it. So let's first take a look at the Ran. You have the Gemara with the Ran in the back. The Ran asks the Kasha, the Imtoma, Pshita, the Lama lo yivarech kishem shum mevarech al hamitzvus kulan. So the Kasha is obvious. What does Rav Yehuda need to tell me halacha that you make a brichas hamitzvah and bedikas chametz? Why is it different than any other mitzvah? And for the Ran, Yeshua Omer, the The afagav the bir chametz ikar hamitzvah, even though the ikar mitzvah is the bir chametz, which is what a person is going to do on the day of Yudalit later, not the night of Yudalit. Afilu hachi mishashu maschil ba dehainu b'shas bedika mevarach aleha. So you might have thought that since the ikar mitzvah is the bir chametz, which is the next morning, so you might think you should make the bracha now, which is the night haschala. That's the chiddush, that we make the bracha at the time of the haschala. The Ran continues, as far as the nusach ha-bracha is concerned, miu ein mevarachin livdok el levayer. The nusach is not livdok, it's levayer, she ikar kavanas ha-bedika hu ha-bir. The ikar idea of the bedika is for the bir, so the nusach is bir. So the Ran addresses two issues. One, what's the bracha? And the answer is, because you would have thought that you shouldn't make the bracha now, at the time of the bedika, you should do it when you're doing the bir, that's the ikar mitzvah. And as far as why the nusach is levayer, is because the ikra bedika hu habir. That's the Ran. Let's contrast this with what the Rush says. Dr. Rush and Simon Yud. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav Bodik Tzarech Shivarech. Again, the implicit kasha the Rush is asking doesn't ask it the same way the Ran does, but it's right away addressing the same question. Why is there a chiddush at all that you make a bracha? Shouldn't it be obvious? Says the Rush in response to that, the lo tema eina kokach mitzvah. You shouldn't assume that it's not really such a mitzvah. The eina elu levayers hachametz min habayis. These are different words than the Ran. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? You would think it's not such a mitzvah. It's only levayas hachametz min habayis. What does he mean exactly? The Tosa Rush, I think, says the Russian ain't a mitzvah chashuva. The Rush is clearly saying something a little different than the Ran. It's not. You might think it's not so much of a mitzvah. What's the pshat exactly? It's only levayas hachametz min habayis. Continues the Rush. Now we have to know what he's asking. Another kash. Why don't we make the bracha al biur the next morning? When you motzi the chametz min habayis, why not make a bracha then? But who mitzvah min haTorah? What's the second kash of the Rush? We should make the bracha tomorrow, the next morning. Why does he emphasize we'll mitzvah min haTorah? What does he mean by that? Ki dechse bayamrishin tashbisu. So why not make the bracha the next day, which is mitzvah d'oraisa? Sounds like the Rush is asking a kasha that if it's not a d'oraisa, then I have no kasha. But if it's a d'oraisa the next day, then make the bracha the next day. Chari, he means to make the bracha then and not at night? Or he means besides the bracha at night? How did you learn? Which way? Rush asking. Make another bracha, second bracha. Means the bracha should be in the morning, not at night. Because it's a deraisa to do in the morning. Omer ani, that's not going to help you. Because it's not a deraisa in the morning either. The hotzas chametz min habayis kodim zman isure. You're taking the chametz, you're burning it before the zman ha'isur. That's not a deraisa. Lo nafik mitashbisu. The Amar Rabbi Akiva, the tashbisu hanu sreifa. But since the Torah is so for when is a chiv to burn it, ela achaz shekvar nesar, if it became usher already, which is after the chatzos, mid the havya nosar, ava ba'od shehu muta ba'achila, when you're burning it, when it's still the time that you can eat the chametz, lo yisrefenu, there's no mitzvah d'oraisa to burn. We're doing it anyway, mashamotzino samin abayis, hanu shelo yavala ba'yeroa, that you shouldn't violate ba'yeroa, so you're burning it beforehand. Okay, so that takes care of the second point in the Rush. So you're not going to have a deraisa the next day. So therefore, you make the bracha at night. But then the Rush says, but as far as the nusach that you have at night, why you make a bracha al bir chametz at night? Why not say al bedikas chametz? Min haroi sheyvarech kodem bedika al bedikas chametz. After you do the bedika, you mevatel the chametz. V'hainu bir chametz chen yadu alo. What you don't know about, that's what you say the nusach habitel at night. umatzniyah, so you do alo v'ochem menu asher chamishis, and then you put aside what you know about till the fifth hour. V'oz mevarim min abayis, v'al esek zeh, nigbra abracha, samagores niskina abracha, shel bedika, sheitchila sabir v'nigmar b'sher chamishis. So on this entire process that begins at night and continues, that's what the bracha is meant to do, and therefore you say the bracha al bir chametz. And then the Rosh turns his attention to why you don't make a shachianu, also many different reasons given for that. So let's think about what we saw in the Rosh versus the Ran, some of the main highlights of what differentiates the Rosh and the Ran. Starting with the question of Ma'ikam Mashmon Rav Yehuda, Pshita. Why did he tell us Habodik Sarach Sheitza Yivarach? So what did the Ran answer? The Ran answers that you would have thought that you don't make a bracha because, what did the Ran say? What? Because the Iker is the next day, so you don't make it on Haschala. You make it when you're doing the Iker mitzvah. The Rosh said something else. It's not really a mitzvah so much. It's a different svar. What's that? As far as the question of the Nusach HaBracha being Al Biur Chametz, so the Ran addresses that and says simply because the Iker mitzvah is Biur. So you say Al Biur Chametz. The Rosh asks more, I suppose, at Akasha, you should really say B'dikas Chametz, but because it's an beginning now, it's a whole Asek, and you're going to continue tomorrow to do more, so therefore, Al Asek Zen, Nigra Abracha, so therefore you say Al Bir. Get it? He says a little bit of a different twist than the Ran. He's Mayrech more than the Ran. What's really the underlying issue with the Rosh and the Ran? What does the Rosh mean? So, first of all, why are they saying different Svaras? And what does the Rosh mean when he says you would think it's not really an Ikar Mitzvah? It's not a Mitzvah, not a Mitzvah Chashuva. It seems that the Machlokes, the Rosh and the Ran, has roots in terms of a very basic issue that you've been learning about from the very beginning of the Masechta. We talk about the Mitzvah B'dikas Chametz, which is the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph. What's the Pshat in the Mitzvah B'dikas Chametz? Is it a Mitzvah D'Oraisa to do B'dikas Chametz? Or is it only a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan to do B'dikas Chametz? How did Rashi learn the very beginning of the Masechta? Rashi's comments on the Mishnah. What is the inyan of B'dikas Chametz, as you all know? It's not to violate by Yiroi. Rashi says that the inyan of B'dikas Chametz is D'Oraisa. You're doing B'dikas Chametz not to violate by Yiroi. In a certain sense, this is the Tashbisu. This is a Kiyum of Tashbisu. The inyan that the Gemara calls B'dikas Chametz Midrabanan, that's because there's another method that you can also use, as the Ran is Mayrech in the beginning, when you'll see it inside in a minute, that you can also fulfill Tashbisu through what? Through Bittul. The Chacham said don't rely on that, for the various reasons the Ran gives, not to rely on Bittul, so you need to do B'dika. But the B'dika that you're doing is a fulfillment of the Mitzvah Tashbisu Midoraisa, so therefore the Ran explains that if a person does B'dika, and let's say this chametz that happens to be missed in his bedika, but he did a genuine bedika, he checked everywhere he's supposed to check, but maisa he missed something. Does he violate by yiras according to the Ran, according to Rashi? No. Chametz sheni yadua, he's not violating it. If at the time he discovers it, he still wants to hold on to it, so that could be a problem. But to the extent that he missed it initially, but he did an honest, genuine bedika, that's what the Torah requires. But there was a mitzvah to do bedika. That's what the Ran says, and that's the Das Rashi. And then again, there's others that hold otherwise. Tosis jumps all over Rashi in the beginning of the Masechta, and the Rosh is in the Derech of Tosis. And that is that the Maisa, the Dikas Chametz is on time, the Dikas Chametz is a Drabbanan. It's a Drabbanan, it's a Mitzvah Drabbanan, but you're not doing a Mitzvah D'Oraisa Tashbisu. Not only that, but the Rosh is mashma, it's a whole tum exactly, but the Rosh is mashma and simen tes, that if a person misses chametz in his bedika, chametz she'en yodua, so b'shogeg, they violated by yirah. Either did an honest, inhonest bedika, nope, well, nice, but there's something in their house that's chametz she'en yodua, but it's in their house. So, could be the other reasons you're not violating by Yiroi. Tosa says that Chafala, but the Rosh seems to say that there is a problem of by Yiroi. The Lashon HaRosh, if you look in Simon Tess, in Habodik Zarach Shiyavatel, He says, why do you need bittul? I halo badak upina ko achametz shematsa. So he's quoting the Gemara there. Inema mishum pirurin. Shalom matsa bebedika v'nisharu v'over alabi bal yeroeh. Ba'afo pish eno roeh. The halog siv lo sirah chametz elo yeroeh. Mashma lo yeilach chametz b'mokam roeh l'ri'iyah. Ba'apish en yodeh b'hem b'veso bal yeroeh ika l'kach sarach shivatel v'shuv en kanisa bal yeroeh. The pashup shan the rush seems that a person who didn't do bittul and did bedika and ma'isa the was chametz that he missed would violate by shogeg. And the Ran says Mefurish not that way. The first Ran, the long Ran on the very beginning of the Masechta, where he develops Shitas Rashi, some of you saw it. If you wish to look at it again, we can look at it again just to see the highlights of that Ran. You get a very different perspective in the Ran. I'm going quickly on this because I'm assuming some of you learned these in Ranan very carefully. Basic questions about whether a Chametz Shen Yidua, there's Bar Yira, isn't Bar Yira. The Ran in the beginning on the Mishnah quotes Rashi, "Kedei shelo yavar b'bal yiroya b'al yimatzei hikshu b'toslis," but you need the derisa is bittul is enough. So lemaisa, what's the bedika for? It's not a din of shelo yavar b'al yiroya. You need bittul anyway. So, and the Ran answers, "Midoraisa b'chad minayu sagi, kolam obi bedika obi bittul, the bedika l'chuda nami mahania, kedamina la b'gemara." He brings a riot from the Gemara of Oran Ner Menolon that we bring Tsukim. And Rashi there says that it's only Divi Toma Divi Kabbalah Yalfinon in terms of the Pasuk of Ner, but in terms of the Pasuk of Mitzia and the Mitzia, that's a Doraisa. Amma de Vedika Nami Midoraisa hi, the Kosha Badak Minatora Ein Tzarech Levatel, Kochshapir Ikol Memet, the Vedika Asidish, whoever by Yeroi. Shemais, Shetzvichu Chachamim, Achar, Vedika Ein Al Medevayim, Shemim Tzilguska Yafin. Further down, he says about this Shematoma. He goes on further. Kachiyikun shel dvarim, you can fulfill Tashbisu in the paragraph Ella. This kind beecha mi beis dvarim oshi yivato belibo kol chametz yesh b'shu so v'yotzianu machshavto b'shu so that's bittul. Oh, im lo bittul tzarech min haTorah sheyivdok b'chol makom shu ragil liyimatzei sham v'yivareinu min haolam. And he says further. He says if you do that, then you're not over bal yiroa. Yotzei dechovaso. Shema tomer mafeya over aleha lesa shei samcha Torah lechazokos kosher badak osin mekomos deragil imatzi ben chametz yotzei dechovaso ve'en lelacha shekika b'shmei korah. Fine. Rabosai, if we have this machlokes, apparently the Rashi and the Rav, they go to the heart of how to understand what's happening in the Mishnah when you're doing bedikas chametz. So I think we understand better what the Ran is saying versus what the Rashi is saying, as far as why there's a chidush that you need a bracha. According to the Ran, bedikas chametz is a din d'oraisa. It's the aschala of biur. And you can, if you do that, and you do it properly, you're not violating bar yiroa. To the extent that you find something, you burn it, and that's obviously the follow-up. But this is your mitzvah tashbisa. So as far as being a mitzvah chashuva, it certainly is. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. The chidush of Rabbi Yehuda, says the Ran, is, but you should make the bracha not on the bedika, on the haskalah, you should do it on the ikar tashbisu, on the biur. Why are you doing it on the haskalah? Wait for the biur itself, on the day. So the chidush is sarach yivarach already now. As far as the second question, so why the nisach is al biur and al bedika? So the answer is as simple as that. Because what's the mitzvah that we're talking about here, that your bracha is about? The bracha is on the mitzvah's biur. The beginning of that mitzvah is the bedika. So you position the bracha before you start. The first stage, that's the chidush, it's al shivar, do the bracha now. But as far as the nisach bracha, it's obviously going to be al biur chametz, because we're talking about the mitzvah biur chametz that they make in the bracha. Question is only when to make that biur chametz. So chidush is sarach shivarach at the time of the bedika, when you're maschil, when you're beginning that process of the biur with the bedika, then you make the bracha. But the nusach of bracha is clearly going to be al biur chametz, and that's exactly what the Ran says. Lang l'shitasa. Right? Clear? Good. Again, so the Ran doesn't have to say very much as far as the nusach of bracha is concerned.
And the of Rabbi Yehuda is just about the timing of the bracha of biur chametz. You might have said, wait till you do the ikar part of the biur. The answer is no. You make the bracha of biur chametz at the beginning of the process, at the aschala, at the bedik. Yeah.
What's the mile according to the Ram?
No, that's the chiddush. You might have said the shaila is obalasi yasin. We're going to talk later about obalasi yasin. So maybe obalasi yasin should be obalasi yasin to the ikar mitzvah. This is a haskala of that ikar mitzvah. The answer is obalas yasin is defined by the very early point, even though it's not the ikar part of the mitzvah, but it's the beginning of that process. So you make the bracha then. Yeah.
According to the Ran's in Shitas Rashi, and if you say that Rashi holds that the ikar is sheval tasa, then there's never really a maisa of that biur is sheval tasa. So then there's never really a maisa of biur because it's inaction that tells your.
No, to the contrary. The biur, you're already doing mitzvahs biur right now. This is the beginning of the biur. You mekayim tashbisu through your bedika. That you have to do more, obviously. You find chametz, you have to burn it. But your campaign against the chametz, which is what tashbisu is about, is beginning right now.
Yeah, but if you theoretically had no chametz, you would you not also be a birthday tashbisu?
I mean, to the extent that you're making your effort, find chametz. That's part of what the Torah wants of you.
The mitzvah is not that you're doing an action. I mean, the mitzvah is that you don't have chametz.
Okay, that's a minchas chinuch that you're thinking about. Okay, this is a whole other topic, a little bit, and there's a discussion, of course, in the Rishonim. If you don't find chametz, so then is it a bracha levatolos? You put out pieces. Okay, so that's a separate side. It's a topic worthy of analyzing by itself. But fundamentally, the basic approach of the Ran, I think we understand. Where does the Rush fit? So, according to the Rush, the idea of bedikas chametz, you cannot think about on a doraisa level. You can't talk about making a bracha bedika on a doraisa level. Why? Because to the extent that you're searching for chametz, you shouldn't have chametz in your house. So it's no different than Rav Chaim used to compare this to bedikas toloyim. You have to check food for worms. There's never a bracha on an inaction. We just refer to. Maybe that's what you're getting to. To make sure you don't have chametz, so you don't make a bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on that which you don't, you know. You're not going to have, it's just a hechatim, it's not even a mitzvah. So the entire discussion of bracha, according to the Rush, is not on the fact that you want to make sure you don't have chametz. Because that's just making sure you don't have chametz. But that's not a mitzvah. Elamai, what's the mitzvah that we're discussing, according to the Rush? The mitzvah is the takonas chachamim to do bedikas chametz. Now, the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph is not like Rashi says kedei shel yavo bal yiras. The Mishnah is telling us there's a din derabanan to do bedikas chametz early dalit. Okay. For the Ran, the pshat in the Mishnah is the chachamim said don't rely on bittul, do bedika. The bedika is a din d'oraisa. So we could talk about a bracha on the mitzvah d'oraisa of tashbisa when you do it through bittul. Bedika was a chametz said, make sure you do it. You do the doraisa tashbisa or bedika. Don't rely on the doraisa bittul, do the doraisa bedika. So then the discussion is the mitzvah tashbisa, the mitzvah biur, which is the doraisa, and that was the Ran's focus on this gemara. So the bracha is on that. Shaila is when do you make the bracha? And the bracha is obviously biur. For the Rosh, you can't say that. You can't say we're talking about the mitzvah bedika doraisa, there is no bedika doraisa. The extent that you're doing a bedikas d'oraisa, so you're not violating by your roi. You wouldn't have a bracha on bedikas toloyim for food. You wouldn't make a bracha on checking that your house doesn't have chametz, it shouldn't violate by your roi. Of course you have to do it, but you wouldn't have a bracha. Elamai, the entire focus of the bracha for the Rosh has to be on the takonas chachamim to do bedikas chametz in that of your dalit. The chacham said you have to do bedikas chametz, a mitzvah d'rabbana. We make brachas b'tzibano on mitzvah d'rabbana. So the chidush has to be speaking to this mitzvah, 2 seconds, the mitzvah bedikas chametz d'rabban. But still the question becomes, why do you have to have a chiddush of Rav Yehuda to tell me you make a bracha on the mitzvah d'rabban of bedikas chametz? That's what the Rosh is coming to answer. Yeah?
The Rosh says that you could be osik up until the time of the... But would there be a hefsik if you ever stop?
So there's a separate question in terms of hefsik, you're right? If it's niskan on the entire asek, so what about hefsik? He talks about hefsik, the Rosh talks about hefsik within the bedikah too. Yeah, chatchilei says it shouldn't be mafsik. Get it. it's a good question, but it's sort of peripheral. But fundamentally, the Rosh, his entire focus is the bracha on the mitzvah drabanan of the bigas chatas. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Rosh, as far. You might think this mitzvah of bedikas chametz, yes, it's a mitzvah drabanan, but it's not a mitzvah chashuva, it's not a mitzvah kolkach. Why? Because it's only for the sake of getting rid of your chametz from the house. So here you have like a new svara, the Rosh is suggesting. I have a mean of a svara that if the entire mitzvah's focus is really a shlili, it's for the sake of not having a problem, getting rid of a problem. It's true, it's a mitzvah to do bedikas chametz. But it's all for the sake that you won't have chametz in your house. So you would have thought, apparently the Rosh is a svara, you would have thought that something like that doesn't get a bracha, doesn't get a birchas mitzvah. Dugma l'davar, perhaps, the Rosh says in Ksuvis that when we have a nusach a bracha of Kiddushin, so we say, Asher kidshon mitfosa b'sivono al-harayos, v'asavono al-sarusos, the Rosh says, we don't make a bracha b'ashchita sh'asavono even menachai. So how can we make a bracha l'ashchita? This that we don't have, you know, we don't have a problem being in Menachai through Shechita. So why are we focusing here by Kiddushin on the fact that we don't have a problem of Arayas? Don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that focuses that you don't have a problem. So the Rosh has to say there that the mitzvah is a puravu and the bracha is on the mitzvah puravu. There's a Me'iri here in terms of a different question, but maybe it could help us for the Rosh as far as the Birchas HaMitzvah. The Me'iri brings one of the reasons that's given in the Me'iri why we don't make a Shachiyanu on B'dikas Chametz. So the Rosh and the Me'iri, if one has it in front of them, the Rosh and the Me'iri is, why don't you make a Shachiyanu? Yeah, can read it. What does he say? Give me that paragraph I gave you in the Me'iri. Yes. What does he say? No, what does he say? Found it? Yeah. Shalom is shown in Mimma Brachin's man. The Tirtsu body, one teret, the Nira Lee, she mitzvah she ain't ikro la atzma. Elul harchakas aveira, kigom bedika sheili zarim mitzias chametz ein bazman. The Rebbe is talking about not making shachiyana, but notice what he says: the mitzvah that it's ein ikara laatzma. Elul harchakas aveira. Notice there is a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is not for its own sake. The mitzvah is to avoid another problem. That's what I think the Rosh is trying to say as well. That you would think that there's no birchas mitzvah on the mitzvah drabon and takan bigas chametz because it's only harachik that you shouldn't have chametz. True, it's a mitzvah to do bidika, but it's only for the sake of not having chametz. There's also a lesson like this in Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Hey. There's a Gemara that says b'schus shlosha rishon zachu l'shlosha rishon. Gemara Daf Hey. Merit of three things that are rishon with zocha to three things that are rishon. Piece, there's a bino parrots, just in your nenu, he says the following words. He says, Abu Biyom Arishan Tashbisu, or Havi El Harchaka, the Ka'avid. It's only a Harchaka. So this is what the Rosh seems to be saying. You would think, it's not a chosh of a mitzvah, because it's only a mitzvah for this, not for its own, an end in itself. It's only for the sake of getting not having chametz. Okay.
Is Rashi saying that the Ran wouldn't say such a thing? In other words, the
Ran doesn't need to say that. The Ran doesn't have that issue. It's not.
Because he might answer that question about Zman that way as well. He could say that it's just so that it won't be over Bal Yira. It's a Kima Bal Yira.
Right.
But that's also Zman.
Yeah, but we don't know. We don't know. The Ran doesn't need that. The Ran doesn't have this. In other words,
the question is Zman.
For Zman, but the Ran had many answers for Zman, so we don't know if the answer the Ran would hold, like, you know, could be.
But the Ran could.
He could say for Benugia Zman, yes, right. And Me'iri only said it for Zman. Me'iri doesn't say it for the other, for Birchas and Mitzvah. The Rosh apparently wants to use something along what the Me'iri says, but he brings for Zman as a svar why you might not have made a Birchas and Mitzvah, because only a mitzvah for the sake of a harchaka. Okay. But the focus of the Rosh is on the mitzvahs bedika midrabbanan, and that's what becomes more clear from the hemsuch of the Rosh. Let's go back to what comes afterwards in the Rosh. So after he starts off with that svar, you think that there's no bracha because it's only harchaka, it's not a mitzvah chashuva. So then he says, so now maybe you should make the bracha the next day, in the fifth hour, when you motzi chametz meis, v'hi mitzvah min haTorah. So what does the Rosh mean? So do it the next day when you have a mitzvah min haTorah. So there is a taz on this piece of Rosh. The question is, let's say a person started doing bedika and didn't make the bracha in the beginning. So can he still make the bracha in the middle of the bedika? So the Ramah says, before he finishes the bedika, he can still make the bracha. Still over lefiyas, and he's still doing the bedika. Let's say he finished the bedika. Finished, went through the whole house, did a bedika. It's not the 14th. Can you make a bracha? It sounds like you can't make a bracha anymore. You finished the bedika. The beer is still left to do the next day, the next morning. So it sounds like you can't make a bracha if you're not doing the whole maisa mitzvah of the bedika. The bedika is at night. The Taz wants to say that you could make the bracha in the morning when you bring the chametz. Taz says, v'nirali, di'im lo beirach ad gemara bedika, yivarach b'shar chamishis kesh'ose b'sreifas chametz. The ha'ose maisa b'ikar mitzvah. You're doing a maisa in the ikar mitzvah when you're burning it. You ask me from the Rosh, to differently from the Rosh. Well, Chora says the Taz, mashma ipcha b'Rosh. He quotes the Rosh, that the next couple lines in that Rosh. Mash im mevarach na biyo chametz b'shar chamishis, v'hu ikar mitzvah min haTorah, v'omer ani, the Rosh says, so why don't you make the bracha the next morning, because hotzas chametz kodim mizman yisuro, nothing be tashbisu. Tashbisu is shreifa. Shreifa min haTorah is only after it becomes asabahana. Ava ba'ocha muta ba'achila lo yusufenu. Umashim motzino sem na'bayis is shol yava ba'yirot. Says the Taz. What's pshat in these two lines of Rosh? Zeh pashat. The lo hiksha ha'rosh lama lo yivarech shenis. Amashim mekayim mitzvado reis. What did the Rosh mean to ask? Want to make a bracha the next morning? He means should make a bracha at night and make another bracha the next morning. Because Kibir Roshono lo berach el b'shas mitzvah drabana. But still, so make a new bracha on the doraisa of the burning, before he answers the teretz that it's not a doraisa the next day, before 6 hours. What was his kasha? You should make a bracha at night and make another bracha the next day? Can't be. Kfar berach el bir chametz. What was the nusach? As the Rosh explains it, you make a bracha bir chametz. Hech yivarech bracha achas, based upon the mitzvah achas. You're doing the same mitzvah. You make the same bracha again. So must be pshat in the Rosh was. El de huksha lo al ikar takanas chachamim. The chachamim's takana that you have now a bracha to make at the time of bedikas chametz. So haya le'em letakein habracha b'shas ki a mitzvah do reisa. V'lo b'shas bedikas shud rabbana. See, this is mamash what we just said before in the Rosh, that the entire focus of the bracha al-bir chametz of the time of bedika is the bracha on the mitzvah d'rabbana that the chachamim instituted, and you make a bracha on that mitzvah d'rabbana. Comes the Rosh with the kasha, why did the chachamim set up to make a bracha on the mitzvah d'rabbana, leave the bracha for the mitzvah d'oraisa the next morning, which is a d'oraisa, let the bracha be on a d'oraisa, not on the rabbana. Again, for the Ran, the mitzvah b'dikas chametz is d'oraisa. As we explained, that's the Tashbisa. For the Rosh, no, you would not. Whatever's Doraisa here, that you should, to avoid having chametz, is not bracha. It's like checking for worms and food. The Teretz is, you're making a bracha on the mitzvah's bedikas chametz. In fact, the Rosh, but why the chametz have you make a bracha on the mitzvah drabanan if you have a better option of making a bracha on the mitzvah Doraisa biur? If you're saying a bracha biur chametz, so make the bracha on the biur of the next day, which is Doraisa. Lazet tirates, no, but that, you're not going to gain anything, because that next morning it's also drabban. Lazet tirates, says the Taz, the oz in kando raisa, because it's still mutter ba'achila, it's still mutter ba'hana. El medrabban hu b'shvil chash ta'achakach, so you're burning it before the sixth hour. Im ken yesh lovar chalas chalas. You can't get rabbi. So it's rabban regardless. So you have the it's all drabbanas. So you do it on the beginning of drabbanas. There's no reason to be true preference to the next day. Now for the Ran, think back to the Ran. For the Ran, we were thinking you should give preference to the next day. That was the whole chidush to begin with, because it's always doraisa. The bedikah is a doraisa, and it's the beginning of the process. But it's not the ikar biur. The ikar biur is by day. So that's the whole chidush of Rabbi Yehuda. Make the bracha habodik sarsi berach. Do the overlasiyasan of the haschalas mitzvah, not overlasiyasan of the ikar mitzvah. Is what the Ran said. The Rosh is talking about the mitzvah, the rabban and the bedikah. And the chiddush is, you might think it's not such a chas of a mitzvah. It's only as a hachaka not to have chametz. Kamash, when you make a bracha. Says the Rosh, why the chum have you make a bracha on the mitzvah rabbanah? Make a bracha on the mitzvah d'oraisa of the next day when you're burning it. And for the Rosh, but it's the rabbanah the next day too. Before the 6th hour, it's only the rabbanah. So then make it on haschala of the mitzvah rabbanah of you, not the next day. Which therefore therefore proves what I want to tell you, that let me forget to make a bracha the entire night of the 14th. Says it has halacha lemaisa. If you didn't make a bracha nashcha, which is drabanan, you can make your bracha. But the albir chametz b'shachamishis shulgam ken drabanan kenyon yizdaiti. Tazes halacha lemaisa. You could make your albir chametz b'shasreifa if you forgot the entire night. And that's what the Rosh ends up going on and saying that. So you make the bracha. You make the bracha with what nusach? So now you're making the bracha before the bedikah. So the Rosh has to focus on the question: why did they create the nusach now of avir chametz? You could say al bedikas chametz. Why does the Rosh have such a kasha? Because for the Rosh, the entire mitzvah is the drabana bedikah. So why are you making a nusach of avir chametz? And the answer is because they wanted to be kolel in this nusach. They want to be kolel also the beer of the morning, which is also drabanan, as we said it before. But therefore, the lesson is kolel what you're doing now and what it's going to end up doing tomorrow, leading to tomorrow. Umin haroi sheyivarech kodeh bedika abedikas chametz v'tiknu lom abir chametz v'shalachah bedika miyadu mevatel v'hainu beer chametz. Can you do it? That's a beer of sorts. And then the next morning you're going to burn, and it's nigmar the next morning, and that's the inyan of abir chametz. So I think we have very clear perspectives, the Ran and the Rosh, very different perspective on what the Gemara is trying to teach us, why you think you wouldn't have a bracha, why there is a bracha, why the nusach is albir chametz, and it comes down to the machokas, the basic machokas about the whole inyan of bedikas chametz, if it's the din d'oraisa of tashbisu, or it's only din d'rabbanan, but the chachamim metakin to do it, and then from that comes the various perspectives in this Gemara. So atkan the Rosh versus the Ran. There's another layer I want to bring in. Let's take some questions. Yeah.
Alamina, where he's assuming that there would be no bracha. What would be the reason why in the Alamina
So the way the Taz understood the Rosh, you wouldn't have the bracha at night. You would have the bracha by day, which is a doraisa. So the Chachamim would leave their bracha, would leave their bedika without a bracha, apparently. And because you're not going to say Abir Chametz twice, and you're not going to say Abedikas Chametz at night and Abir Chametz by day, apparently that wasn't considered to be an option. So it would come down, you'd be left without a bracha at night. You would have what the Ran wanted to be the Havamina, that you make the bracha on the Ikar Mitzvah. But here I'm talking the Ikar Mitzvah of the Drabana, not the Ikar Mitzvah Doraisa. For the Ran, you would have thought you make the bracha on the Ikar Mitzvah, which is the day. Kamashmon, you make the bracha before you begin the process of the tashbisa, which is at night. And what the Rosh was asking is, why make the bracha on bedikas chametz at night if it's only drabanan right now? If you have a beer tomorrow, deraisa, so make the bracha on the deraisa.
In the step before that, in the Havamina, where the Gemara is coming through the Chadish, that bedika does have a bracha. So what was this Havamina before the Gemara, that bedika didn't have a bracha, if beer is coming from Tashbisu at that point in the
But he's saying beer is coming from Tashbisu.
Before he rejects the fact that beer is coming from Tashbisu, he assumes that beer is from Tashbisu, yet nonetheless he still has the Havamina that there's no bracha. So if beer is coming from Tashbisu, what's the Havamina that there's no bracha?
Because I'm talking about the bedika, not about the beer. We're talking about the bedika. The bedika itself.
It's separate things.
When you say Bir is coming to Shvisa, you mean when he was at his kasha from that he should make the bracha the next morning in the fifth hour?
At that point, he says, I'm fine, never mind. The year's happening.
So could be, from the perspective of not being a chashav mitzvah, probably you could say the same svara in the morning as well. It's only for the sake of not having chalitz. To the extent that you wouldn't make a bracha on something which is only hachaka, so I think the same svara would apply in the morning. But once we establish that you make a bracha on a mitzvah that's only hachaka, But why should you do the Abir Chametz now if you can do it on a Doraisa mitzvah of Harchaka, not on a Drabban mitzvah of Harchaka? So read this part without a bracha and have your bracha on the mitzvah of the Harchaka of the morning, which is a Doraisa. I understand, to the extent that you wouldn't have a bracha on a mitzvah of Harchaka, so you wouldn't have a bracha in the morning either. I understand your point. But now that we're saying you're making a bracha, even if it's a mitzvah which is only for the sake of not having Chametz, it's not a mitzvah in its own right, but there is a bracha on that. Fine, but back to Rush, why make the bracha on the Vedika, which is Drabanan, if you can make the bracha on the Biur of the morning, which is a Doraisa? Am I answering your question or not? Yes, you're right. It's only assuming that you make a bracha on the Mitzvah Barachaka, but we established the Chiddush that you do. Okay, so that's the Chiddush, Tzarech Shivarach. Rush is asking, but make the bracha on the Deraisa Biur, the Shachamishis, rather than on the Bedika Drabana. Why should because we're assuming right, you make a bracha on a mitzvah which is only hachaka.
But if it's really kashbisu, then why does it say in a mitzvah called kach?
Because if it's a mitzvah that's not an end in itself, I don't know that svar is limited to Drabana. This is a Deraisa. It's a svar just like the Miri says it for Shachiyanu. It's mitzvah that's not an end in itself would not get a birchas mitzvah. That's what I would think. In a mitzvah chashuva kol kach. It's only a mitzvah for the sake of of not having chametz. So maybe you wouldn't get a bracha.
The Miri
only said for shachiyanu.
The Miri is sorry about the halakha that applies to Deraisa mitzvahs also.
He's saying you don't say shachiyanu, so that would make sense for other things to manifest the rabbanus. I mean, I have to think of an example. Maybe what I think what's from the Rush by Ephraim Menachai could be an example, possibly. But yeah, the Mir doesn't make a difference in the Raisa Drabanan. I mean, if you accept such a Svara for Shachiyanu, so it'd be whatever mitzvah, the Raisa Drabanan. You don't make Shachiyanu if it's only not a mitzvah for its own sake. And by the Rush, it would be Birchas HaMitzvah, the same thing. Okay. Yeah.
When Rashi and Ram said that you go with the Raisa, isn't it only if you didn't do Bito yet? But in this case, you did Bito and Bito.
But when the Chachamim said not to do Bedika, they're saying don't rely on the Bito. So that means that what they're really saying is do the Doraisa of Bedika. I understand that you have Bito, but by saying you can't rely on Bito, the Chachamim are in effect saying that we want you to do the Tashbisu of Bedika, the Doraisa Tashbisu through Bedika. You're going to have to do Bito as well. So in a Chinami, you're going to end up doing both. To the extent that you have Bito, so you don't really need it, but the Chachamim said you need it. But if you need it, what they really said to do is to continue to do the Doraisa. So you're still a fulfilling of the Doraisa of the Bito.
So it still is Doraisa, even if you have both things? Even if you have Bito, it's still
The Maisa of the Bito's Chachamim would be Doraisa.
Bito's afterwards
the Bedika. So right now, if you were saying you have to do the Bedika, we're saying you have to do the Doraisa of the Bedika. So this is the Rush and the Ram. Yeah.
Did the Rush say we have bracha on our Nesaf of the perfect year?
So that's a separate. The Rishonim talk about that. Why don't we make a bracha on Bito? The Rishonim talk about that, and they say because it's Darish of a rave, you don't make a bracha. You don't find brachas on.
You speak it out.
Yeah. But okay, that's a question. Why that you speak it out, but. Fundamentally, it's Bito Belay. That's why it could be one of the reasons given why you need Bedika, because it could be you won't really have the proper Machshava. It's really a function of what you think. We're making Ka'afa Da'ara. So I want to talk about one other possibility in terms of this ending of the in terms of this Gemara of the Nusach al Bir Chametz. It's an interesting thing. They bring here in the Oz Vahada Gemaras from Rashi, but not Rashi that you would find in the Gemara. Rashi in the Sefer Ha'ora and Sidur Rashi. But Lamaisa, it's brought in Rishon, the same Mahalach, it's brought in Rav Chalava brings it, Rishon quotes it. Numerous Rishon quote this Pshat, very interesting, that of Albir Chametz. So, they don't have it here, Musaf Rashi, does anyone have the, they bring from Rashi, what? In the New Oz Mahadu, they should have it. Oh, okay. Again, if you look in the Ritva, you'll see it as well. No? No one has Musaf Rashi on the side of your Gemaris, no? In New Orleans, no one has?
I have a quote. I don't know how.
Yeah. It's two lines. Sefer Orav Rashi. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's it.
I literally just have a quote. I don't know if it's the actual word.
That's it.
Okay, so I can read the... Yishapana
me'abayis avi biur. Mo'ba arti hektesh. Hakodesh me'abayis.
Say
it again. Start again. Read again.
Yishapana.
Yishapina. And clear out.
Me'abayis. Ubiur.
Ubiur. That's a careful. What is biur? When you're clearing something out of your house, that's called biur. Kimo.
Mo'ba arti.
The art. He's pointing a part. Put the case mark. Kimo. Quote.
Hakodesh.
Arti hakodesh me'abayis. That's a careful. Where's this pasuk in Parshas Kisavo? What's the Torah talking about? Something called Vidui Maiser. Person makes a declaration twice in every 7 year cycle. It's I cleared out my house. All the things have to go to the various recipients, to the Kohanim, to the Levim, the Maestros. The Arti HaKodesh Min Habayis. What's the title of the word? The Arti means that I destroyed. I cleared out. The Va'er. Beis Ayin Vav Resh means to clear out. So what are they quoting here from Rashi? And again, Rishonim quote this Pshat also, that Al Biur Chametz means to clean out the Chametz, to clear it out. In other words, we have another approach, another answer to the question that the Rashi and the Rambam were both asking, why are you making a Nusach of Al Biur Chametz when you're doing a Bedikas Chametz? Why are you saying Al Biur Chametz? So now we have a new pshat. What's al biur chametz? What does it mean, al biur chametz? What am I doing? Al biur chametz means clearing out of the house. What's bedika? Checking for chametz to take it out of the house. What does biur chametz mean? Clearing it out of the house. The act of clearing it out of the house. Yes?
Isn't that mashmash from the Rosh already? Because the Rosh said that it's the meaning of the biur chametz. He says the word
Rosh meant it with this connotation with the from the symbol perspective. The Rosh was happened to use the word taken out of the house. I don't know if the Rosh meant it quite in the same way. The Rosh is saying that it's all for the sake of ultimately destroying it the next day. But I don't know if he's teaching the word biur the way the Rishonim is saying. It's not saying why he took the Rashi first. I have to look at it again. Rishonim are saying more mefurish, Rashi and the Ritva and Ram Chalava, that biur chametz nilash and biarti hakodesh min habayis, to clear it out of the house. Could be that's even tashbisa. Tashbisa mi batechem, to get rid of it. So now I want to ask you the following question. Hold a second. So L'chore comes out an interesting chiddush, and I think it's meduyik in the Rambam as well. Suppose a person, the night of Bikas Chametz, so basically he knows, by going through the house, he knows exactly what's what. He knows what's left. You go through every single nook and cranny, chorin of the stuckin, and after going through it, you know exactly what's what. You know that there's no chametz here, no chametz here, and there's chametz here, and here and there. Okay, say it. And we'll take care of it tomorrow. Have you done your mitzvah b'dikas chametz? Can you make a bracha al biur chametz? In your mind, you're holding. You know exactly, you make a reshima, you know exactly where everything is. You confirm that there's no chametz, except in whatever places you know that they are. Have you done your mitzvah? Lashon HaRambam. Paragim halacha aleph of chametz matzah, and the nosikim don't quite quote a marker for this. The lashon Rambam is interesting. Halacha aleph, kisha bodek adam umechapes beleli abasa. The person is bodek, and he's searching for chametz on the 14th. motzi es hachametz min hachoren u'min hachavos u'min hazavios. He has to remove the chametz from all those nooks and crannies. U'mekabetz hakol, and you gather it all together. U'manicho b'makom achad, and you put it in a designated place. Ad shetchilas shachatzishes b'yom b'yom, till the beginning of the hour number six of the day. U'mevara. Where did I get this? Ram says that when you're doing B'digas Chametz, you have to collect all your Chametz that you found. You have those bags that you go around with, right? Put them in, and you have to take it, and then you put the bag in a designated place, and then until you're going to burn it tomorrow. Here's Ram Kedis. Halacha Beis, I know Ram Kedis. Halacha Beis says the Chametz that you're leaving out, that you're going to eat, so make sure you don't leave it spread out, because the Chuldah could take it and get dragged away. That's a Mishnah later on, in the first place. But what he says in Halacha Aleph is very interesting. He says when you have to take the chametz out of various places and you have to gather it together and put it in one place. And what if you do? But if you knew exactly which remark off, that's the nook and cranny that has chametz, and you leave everything where it is in 12 different places across the house. Each one has a little mark on it. That's the chametz from the week in this closet, and you'll take it out tomorrow, whatever. The Rambam says, no, at the time of the B'digas Chametz, you have to take it. The answer could very well be the way that we just saw in Rashi, quoted from Shin Rashi, with the Pshat of B'digas Chametz is the arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis. In other words, you have to be taking it out of, clearing it out of the house. So what does it mean? It means you have to begin to put it together for the sake of taking it out. If you haven't done anything except simply verified Chametz here, Chametz there, Chametz over there, but everything is where it is, that's not what you've done. It's not B'yu Chametz. Yeah.
If the Rambam's agreeing with the new definition that Rav Elazar just said about being mivar of the chametz, then when he says later on that if you find a chaser of chametz, like if you're missing some chametz, would that be like, what would that be? That would be like a bracha of dala, or would that mean that you weren't mekayem in the first place?
I'm just suggesting. I don't too much. Just suggesting simply. The Rambam is mashma that it's not enough just to be able to verify where the chametz is or it's not. That's what I'm saying. And Biur chametz has to do with this idea of clearing house. Some suggestion. Now, I ask you the following question. You make a bracha of Biur chametz. Now, l'chor, we saw in the run and the rush and the stomach for Rashi, it's going to be the same thing. Our Biur chametz is not just a bracha for what you're doing at night before tonight. It's a bracha that's also extending to what you can do the next day. The next morning, right? So now the Ran says, yeah, the Ika mitzvah is the Tashmish of the day, but you do it by the Skali, you make it by the Skali, according to the Rosh, you don't say Abdigas Chametz, you say Biur Chametz, because it's already, you know, leading into what you can do the next day, so the Chor is the same thing as the Rosh. And now, according to Rashi, I'm wondering, so now you're saying the Nusach al Biur Chametz. What you're doing the night of the 14th, what do those words mean? Clearing house. You're clearing the Chametz out of the house. You're putting it all together. Whatever has to be, you know, brought out of the house, you put it in one place, that's the first step of getting out of the house. And then you're also having in mind, I'll be a chametz, what you're doing the next day. What does it mean when you think about the next day? What are you doing the next day? You're destroying chametz. So you're taking the same word, I'll be a chametz, and it's a double entendre, as they say, it's two different meanings. Huge, right? I'll be a chametz, you mean two different things. You're doing it at night, is clearing the house, and you're doing it by day, is destroying it. I'm not sure if that's really the pshat. You find you can make a bracha nusach of eruv, eruv chaseres, eruv chaseres from tchumen. You can find out a mitzvah eruv. Shir in different eruv than you can use, but there eruv is eruv, different type of eruv. But eruv still means eruv. Al biur chametz of clearing house and biur chametz of destroying. Maybe we could say a chiddush. Maybe this is ready to go and investigate further. But it could be the following that. What is the mitzvah of Yudalim? Of Biur Chametz? Yudas HaSreifa, Chametz say, Mefar V'Zor L'Ruach. Let's focus on Chametz first. Yudas is a little bit harder to put it into, but maybe we could do that too. So what is the mitzvah? Mefar V'Zor L'Ruach. To destroy the Chametz? Suppose a person on Yom Yudalim will take the Chametz and dump it in Rishus HaRabim. It's not in your own garbage pail, right? They are proud. You dump it in your sister lap on Yom Yudalit. Is that a kiyum of Tashbisu of Bir Chametz. What do you think? Anyone else? So could be. There's a whole arichas here, I think, in the Priyitzchak, Yitzchak Petterberger, it's Chubis about it. There's an arichas. Maybe that's a key of Tashbis. Because what is Bir Chametz? Bir Chametz can be fulfilled by getting rid of Bir Chametz. Not the Yit, but getting rid of it. There's a Rashi later, by Mefarer Zola Ruach, that sugya. Rashi says, why Mefarer? What do you have to crumble it for? You're throwing it to the wind. The wind will take it, and it will go, wherever it goes. Rashi says, sounds like a technical reason. Rashi says, why Mefarer? Because otherwise, it might, someone might pick it up and be takala. Someone will eat it. So you want to crumble it. But if you have to destroy it, then you have to crumble it. Rashi's mashma, not to crumble it for the sake of destroying it. Because Bir Chametz, Tashbisu, is to get rid of your Chametz. But you don't have it. It's not your possession. So you dump your Chametz in the Shus of Rav, you can't Tashbisu. So then it comes out that our Bir Chametz means one and the same thing for the night and the day. Bir Chametz is clearing house, the Atah Kodesh Min Abayis. Now, the Haschala of that process, the beginning of that process, is when you take it from all the various places and you put it in one designated area. That's for the sake of getting it out of the house. And now you're centralizing it in one place. And then from there you get it out of the house, however you do it. So the Mela, it's one Nusach, Al Bir Chametz, for both. Now, Rabbi Yehuda holds Sreif. So now already it's harder to say. Sreif sounds like you have to burn the Chametz, destroy the Chametz. Could be that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that the idea of Chametz is clearing out of your house. But Yehuda says you have to do it. You do it, the Baruch of the Ruach is one way. He says you have to get it, you have to do a stronger action of getting rid of it. You have to get rid of it by burning it. It's not just throwing out to the clearing house by taking it into the wind. You have to burn it as well. It's a stronger pu'ula of getting rid of your chametz, of getting out of your house. Not sure. It's a little bit harder to know for Rabbi Yehuda. But Rechaira, if you assume, and this requires more investigation, if you assume that the mitzvah can be fulfilled through just get that it's no longer in your resource, take it out of your resource, that's Tashbisu. Then I think Al Bir Chametz makes sense as the Nusach, both for what you're doing at night and for what you're doing by day. And this is a whole new way of understanding the Gemara and the Nusach of Al Bir Chametz. This is according to Rashi that they bring.
Well, Rebbe said it works beautifully in the Rambam because the Rambam passes like the Chachamim.
Yeah.
And that Svarah is what Rebbe says.
Yeah, yeah. The problem is that Rashi passes like Rebbe Yehuda. Yeah, so that's the thing. Yeah, it's that Pashi. Yeah, question. Yeah.
How did Rashi explain that when he says the Tashbisu Sreifa and by years by Rabbi
Masai, you have to burn it? How did the Rashi explain?
Yeah.
No, what's the problem? Yeah, what's wrong?
The Rashi holds that in order to go by Rabbi Masai, you don't actually have to burn your comics. You have to get rid of it. The Tashbisu is straight, but
the
Tashbisu is only
Chal
once it's already
Asra. Right. So that's the Sugyas earlier. Yeah. So you have to, right? So you have to, you do it earlier. That's the Sugyas earlier. When was the Gemara discusses this question, I believe. No, that's the Sugyas earlier. No, that knows when is the mitzvah? Kort Rav Yehuda. So you can't burn it. That's the Sugyas earlier. Remember the Sugyas. But I just want to point out something. The lesson of Rashi here, even though we said it's Rashi in Sefer Ha'ora, I think it's Meduik and Rashi here in the Sugyas. The Rashi in the Tav of Zayin on the days, the Gemara starts discussing Nusach Al Bir Chametz, Levayer Chametz. The Gemara says Meikara Mashma, that everybody agrees that one Nandam at least says Al Bir Chametz is Mashma Meikara. Okay, Al Bir Shabiyarti Haradayin Lo Badik the Abrocha Kodem Bedikin. The Rashi adds the following: Bir Hainu Nami Bedika. Rashi says, incidentally, Rashi throws in Bior Hainu Nami Bedika. What do those words mean in Rashi? Four words. Rashi wants you to know. By the way, we're talking about a Nusach about Bior Chametz. We're talking about a Bedika. Rashi says you should know Bior Nami Hainu Bedika. What do those four words mean? Does he mean it for the sake of Bior for tomorrow? Does it sound out? Bior Nami Bedika. What does that mean? No, but Rashi is saying, but we're saying a Lashon HaBir, so you should know, we're talking about Bika now, but you're talking about Bedika, we're using Lashon HaBir. Rashi says, don't worry about that. Bir Nami, Hainu Nami Bedika. What do those four words mean? Bir Hainu Nami, he means exactly what we quoted Rashi in Sefer Ha'ora. Bir is Bedika. Bir means to clear out. So bedika is part of the process of clearing out. That's exactly what she said. No, you don't agree.
I thought beer and hainu bedika. Is it beer is also bedika? Beer is also something.
No. Instead, focus of Rashi. Focus of Rashi is that we're discussing B'dikas Chametz, we're using the Lashon of Biur. So Rashi says, don't get nervous. Biur, Hainu Nami B'dika. In other words, Biur, why is that? Because you're clearing house when you're getting rid of it on a day, but you're already starting to clear house when you're taking everything from the various places and putting it in one place. And you're searching for it in order to get rid of it, what you have in your house. So that's also according to B'dika. Biur is a B'dika thing. That's how I'm reading. Okay.
Viewers now in Bedika,
yeah.
Viewers also something else, which is what
we
wrote it in with.
No, it's not burn. Yeah, you mean that two different meanings. No. Beer is burning, but it also means Bedika, or beer clearing house is also Bedika because.
I thought it was the first one.
Yeah, okay, so that could be the Rashi. Just want to tell you at the end, it's an ending, we're coming to an end, something to think about. On the very same Amud, the Gemara brings a makor for toward the bottom. So the Gemara has a whole drasha, mitzia mi mitzia, mitzia mi chippus, chippus mi chippus, chippus mineros, mineros miner, and a whole string of associations that bring us to the story of Yenna Parshas Miketz, which brings us to Parshas Vayigash, which is that the drama that unfolded when they found the gavia in the cup of Binyamin, and in the sack of Binyamin. And as a result, Yosef wanted Binyamin to stay as a slave, and that's when Yehuda comes and makes his case and makes the plea in Parshas Vayigash, and everything breaks through, and then Yosef reveals himself. So it's very interesting. The Gemara has these associations, Mitzia mi Mitzia, Vayimatzei Hagavia, Tzori Matzei Vateichem, and Chippus mi Chippus, Vayichapes, and then Tener. So obviously, it's a Zecher L'Davar, the Gemara says. Rashi says it's Zecher L'Davar because it's Midirei Kabbalah. Again, it's Mashma that the Etzem, the Dika, the Dika from Torah would be a Raya Midaraisa, but as we said. But meanwhile, what's the common denominator between the Dika's Chametz and the Maisa and Parshas Miketz, Vayigash? So I don't have a perfect shot, just some ideas. I was speaking of Levinsal Shlita before, so he right away said, well, the Yamin being caught was the beginning of Yosef making sure everybody came down to Mitzrayim, and of course we have Pesach, we have Bedikas Chametz because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so that was an instant association that he found. I was just thinking that we know the Ramban talks about this, about Benel Barichos, that Yosef was doing this in order to check the love that the brothers had or didn't have for Binyamin, because when it came to Yosef, they definitely did not show love for Yosef, and they did the opposite. Yosef needed to feel comfortable that the brothers would go out of their way to stand up for Binyamin. In a way, he was putting through the same test that they went through before and see if they could undo the damage they did when they sold Yosef. And this was what Moshe wanted to test for. Wanted to check the love of the brothers and whether they would go out on a limb for Binyamin, which of course Yehuda did. And what is really Bedikas Chametz and all of Pesach, if not the idea of devotion to Mitzvos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That it's such zehirus beyond anything we find anywhere else, incredible level of zehirus and mitzvahs, and all of Pesach represent that idea, the devotion to mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'yirah ba'yimatzei, the Ran says, is a siyag de'oraisa. We don't usually find very often siyagim de'oraisa. The Torah creates a fence around its own mitzvahs, not to eat chametz, not to own chametz. The Torah wants us to be as careful and conscientious as we can be about being shomer the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way that Yosef wanted to test the love of the brothers to Binyamin, how devoted would they be toward their brother Binyamin, to their fellow Jews, to their actual brother. So we want, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked that of us as well, that we should show devotion to him and to his mitzvahs, and really the Mamachadim, it's really one and the same. We have to always be able to recognize the importance of being able to appreciate what we have. Ashreinu matav chalkeinu, manam galeinu, we have yushaseinu, ashreichem, all of you, you have the special schus to learn here, and you should have tremendous hatzlacha in everything you do.
How does the rush hold that we get, that we start covering from Mario?
That's a rush, right?
That's a rush.